Good afternoon, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so grateful you are here listening in. Please share this podcast with anyone you feel may benefit, as the more people I reach, the happier I feel knowing that I can help as many people as possible with their relationship story. I hope I'm finding you really well today. It's a really hot day here in Sydney, so just taking it easy, chilling back, right? So let's get to it. Let's get to today's subject. Today, I would like to talk to you about sex. I would like to talk to you about why we stay in relationships when really it's just about the sex. And the question I have for you is, how many times have you stayed in a relationship because the sex was good? How many times have you stayed when all the other signs were screaming at you that it wasn't the best thing, but you stayed anyway because of the sexual chemistry connection? So I want to talk to you about why that is and what you can do if you're in that situation. First of all, I just want to highlight, this isn't for people that are happy just to go and have sex and have different partners and they're just happy to do that, because there are some people that are happy just to have their sexual partners and do their thing, which is fine. But I'm talking to you if you're someone that absolutely does want that deep down loving relationship, but you're finding that you're in a relationship that is very much focused on the chemistry side and not much else is there, but you struggle to leave that relationship, so you're sticking around for the sex itself. So I want to bring up two important points. First of all, I want to let you know that, you know, first of all, why do we stay? Well, it's intoxicating, right? It's very intoxicating and seductive and addictive when we're in a relationship with someone where we have that chemistry. When we're involved with them on that intimate level and those hormones are rushing, those chemicals are rushing, we really believe we're never going to be able to feel this with anybody else. It's a real rush. So it goes back to that primal reptilian brain of ours as well. You know, we're designed to reproduce and to have that chemistry and that feeling. So yes, we feel that. And that's a great thing if all the other aspects of that relationship is coherent with what you want as well, meaning you have the emotional connection, you have maybe the same interests, you like to talk to each other, you have support, you have kindness, you have all the beautiful elements working together too. But if you are in this situation and you haven't got that, it can be a very difficult experience. So that's what I wanted to highlight, is that yes, it's a normal feeling to be drawn in by the chemistry. Very normal. So it's a good idea though to remember, just because the chemistry is amazing doesn't mean the relationship is. And you will probably know that, because in order to have a great relationship, we need all the other components working together as well. So two points that I want to make to you. Number one, I want you to know that sexual connection cannot last. That chemistry is not something you're going to feel all the time with that person, even in the most healthy, loving relationships, right? As relationships grow, you have to have the friendship, the deep down love for each other. So that high, that hit you're getting, just like a drug that gives you that high, that can't sustain long term. It is something that eventually does fall away. So you do have to ask yourself, if I was to take the chemistry away, what is left in this relationship? What do I like about this person? Do I even like this person, or do I just like the way our chemistry exists, you know, with each other? Is that what I'm interested in? And what's going on for you? Is this person available to you emotionally? Do you have the deep down conversations? And probably not, because this podcast is literally about, what are you staying for? Are you staying for the sex? When you are staying just for that sex. So I want you to get really honest with yourself and take a snapshot of your life in the future, if you stay in this relationship, what that means for you. Because it really does go back down to a self-love and self-worth issue. When you know you're staying in a situation that is not good for you emotionally, which is
driving you crazy probably a lot of the time, which is having you just feeling empty, you need to think, where will this go? Where will this be in 3 months, 6 months, 12 months? Because the foundation of which this relationship is born is how it's always going to be. Please don't kid yourself into believing this person will somehow become more emotionally available, become more interested in you in the way you need, etc. You need to look at it for what it is. So that's one thing to consider. The next point I want you to consider is when you're getting off in this relationship, as in your the passion's there, this connection, you're literally getting off, right? And that often is why people stay there. They're so addicted to that feeling. So I ask you, what else in your life do you have that you feel so great with? Because what I've noticed with even with my clients, when situations like this arise, it's often because the person doesn't have any other interests in which they are so passionate about. All their energy is focused so much on that relationship. They might have a job and do some activities, they might not, but their biggest rush comes from this connection and this chemistry level in the relationship. So I always suggest to people that they find that passion and that joy, those feelings that are getting activated from this connection chemically wise, to find that in something they love with themselves. Whether that be starting a new hobby, connect, doing something you love, what can you do that can give you the same kind of rush? Because it's so empowering anyway, being able to do that, because then you're not reliant on anything outside of yourselves to give you that feeling. You are creating it for yourself by finding what you love to do. And I have known people that have been in relationships where they've had a lot of chemistry and they didn't want to leave because it was so great. They couldn't imagine finding it with anybody else, but they were able to do it simply because they had a lot of other things they loved to do in their life, and they dived in deep to their passions and they did what they needed to do. But oftentimes people stay, like I said, because they don't have anything else. It's like putting all your eggs in one basket. They're getting high, getting happy was all to do with this connection in the relationship, albeit that it wasn't healthy because all the other aspects were missing. They stayed there because that was how they got high, essentially, right? So those two points are very important points to consider. To take a snapshot, imagine your life in 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. If you stay, where is that going to take you? Where does this end? What's that doing for your self-esteem? How's that making you feel? And to also, what are you doing in your spare time that gives you the same kind of rush? Or what can you do? What is it that you can find in your life that would make you feel great? Right? It is so important, because hanging on to these relationships is really soul crushing, guys, when you believe that you can't find this chemistry with anybody else. You absolutely can, and you'll have more than what you've got here, because you've made a decision that you want the chemistry, but you want the emotional connection too. And when you say literally to the universe, you know what, as much as I love this connection, I know I deserve all the other aspects of what a great relationship is, and I'm willing to let this go because I know I deserve better, right? You give a clear message to the universe as well. Your standards here, and this is what you want, and so you're gonna attract that, right? You don't have to just hang on. And really, how many people do that? Like, how many people really do stay in relationships because the sex is good? And what does that really bring? Well, ultimately, like any kind of addictive anything, any kind of drug, it brings a great high when you're getting your hit, getting off, and then a great low when you realize, wait, this isn't really fulfilling me at all. It's actually very shallow, right? It's very unfulfilling on a core level. So it's really important to think about that, guys. And look, one of the reasons we also stay in these situations is to do with our internal programs and not feeling that we're worthy or we can have something better. We really start believing this, or is this as good as it gets? And we hang on to this belief, this story that this person's the best thing. It's a great connection. I know he doesn't have this or this or this, but we have this. And we hang on to these crumbs of affection or these crumbs of connection. And that goes back to a self-love issue. That goes back to your stories, your beliefs, whatever you're telling yourself on a core level. And to change anything in your life and to manifest something freaking awesome, you need to go back into your own mind, the operating system of your own mind, and rewire your internal programs. And you can do that. You can't change anything on the outside until you go inwards. And if you need help with that, guys, please reach out to me. hello@sallykalin.com. Message me or go over to my website, sallykalin.com, or go to my Instagram, and it's all in my bio how you can reach me. But I am passionate about helping everyone have healthy, loving relationships. It starts with yourself. And my message really today is that sex will not make you happy in a relationship if that is all it's based on. You need to have all the other components working together, and then a great sexual connection is like the bonus and definitely a part of a great relationship. It's very important. But that alone is not going to sustain a long-lasting, healthy relationship. It is impossible. And it will leave you feeling really flat and not taking you closer to what you want. So listen in to your truth. Put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, what do I really desire? What is it that I really want? And write it down and start taking steps in your life that will take you closer to what you want. And understand this, you can have it all. You can. And it starts with understanding your mind and reprogramming. So please don't think for one second you can't have this incredible connection with somebody else, or and have it all, have the emotional connection, have the support and the sexual side of it. You can have all of it, but you need to make a decision. Okay, so that's my message today, guys. A little bit of a ramble again, but I hope that's given you a bit of insight, a bit of clarity that you need, because like I said, I don't want people wasting their time in relationships hoping that person's going to somehow suddenly plug in emotionally, you know. And for people to understand that just because you have great sex doesn't mean it's a great relationship. And it just doesn't. I've had that. I've been there. And you really believe that person's going to come around and suddenly emotionally connect in. And it doesn't happen. If it's not there in the beginning, it's never going to be there. And you got to look at things for what they are, get real, get honest, and go, wow, this is what the relationship is. Can I live with this? And let me tell you now, get out sooner than later, because a relationship based on sex only will eventually, like, literally suck the freaking life out of you. It really does take you down a notch in huge ways. And I don't want that for you. So have a great day, guys. I hope that was helpful. Reach out to me. Ask me any questions. And hello@sallykalin.com. And let me answer some of these questions in my podcast. I would be happy to definitely answer your questions. Anything relationships. And thank you for listening. Please share this podcast. Please share away, download, tell everyone about this podcast. The more people I can reach, the more I can impact and help. And create a movement where we're all speaking our truth and knowing we all deserve incredible love. So take care, guys. I will be back in a day or two. Love you all.